to officers of the Oklahoma Pork Council among those that were in attendance at the workshop on livestock competition hosted by the Department of Justice and the Department of Agriculture this last Friday on the campus of Colorado State University. One of those was Dottie King from the Calvin area. They have a sow operation with those sows giving birth to pigs and then raising them on up to weaning weights. And she says the ramifications that could come out of the gypsy rule are very troubling.
I don't know how it looks for us. Of course, our main priority of this whole thing is the contracting issues. From my point of view, of course, there are a lot of other issues that have been talked about a lot more than that here. So I'm just hopeful that they will take it back to the table and make some changes.
Dottie's biggest concern, the intrusion of Uncle Sam into her business operation.
Well, it would possibly take away our freedom as owners and operators of our own facilities to be able to create our own contracts with the integrators. If GPSA rules stay in place as they are, then they'll be regulated by the USDA. We would like to have that control of our own contracts. We feel like our contracts were agreed on upon us and between us and the integrators, and we feel that they're fair on both sides. So we say, leave us alone.
Also at the workshop on livestock competition this last Friday, Jeff Minke from the Ames area. He's president this year of the Oklahoma Pork Council and production manager for Roberts Ranches. They have some 30,000 sows on the ground in the state of Oklahoma. We ask him what impact that the livestock competition rule proposed by GPSA might have for his organization.
Roberts Ranches partners in a packing plant in St. Joe, Missouri. Certainly that relationship there could be affected by the packer selling to other packers. The issue with having to be very open about how we're paying for livestock and, you know, being subject to litigation over that could be a way to affect the way we market animals according to their quality. We're very conscious of producing a high-quality animal, and we want to get paid for it.
Jeff Minke, along with Dottie King and Roy Lee Lindsay, a part of the workshop on livestock competition held this last Friday in Fort Collins, Colorado State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.